Here in the U.S., many people are angry at President Trump right now. Some are even calling for his impeachment, but many people are not. They still believe in the president and his message, Make America Great Again. The World's Jason Margolis was recently in Iowa and spoke with a man who helped spread the president's signature slogan.
When I asked Dave McNear how he became Trump's merchandising guy in Iowa, he gave me a thoroughly entertaining 22-minute answer. Here's a condensed version.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild story, so...
He starts the tale a few years after Maytag left his small city of Newton, Iowa, and took some 4,000 jobs with it.
2010 midterm elections. My friend at that time, the mayor, calls up and says, hey, you know, 60 Minutes is going to be calling you. So I did the interview. And then the program ran. My phone starts blowing up, and everybody's like, oh, my God, do you know you're on 60 Minutes? And I'm like, yeah, I do know.
And
I haven't told anybody. I didn't say my buddy, the mayor, calls me again, and he goes, hey, you're going to get another 212 call. And I'm like, who's this from? He says, I got Mr. Trump on the other line. I'd like to say hi, and we just wanted to reach out to you. We saw the 60 Minutes piece last night, and we're really taken aback by, you know, all the struggles your community's had and wanted to know what we could do to help. And I'm like, and he said, we were thinking probably the best opportunity or best avenue for us to get a business relationship going with you is in the hotels in Chicago. And he says, hey, your buddy Trump's going to be in Iowa if you want to meet him. I'm like, yeah, I'd love to just say thank you, you know. I just stuck my hand in and I said, hey, Mr. Trump, I'd like to thank you for reaching out to me after the 60 Minutes piece. And I told him who I was, and he goes, I remember you. Absolutely, I remember you. And I'm shaking his hand. He's like, hey, everybody, I want you to listen to me just a second here. He goes, this guy told his story in 60 Minutes, really touched my heart. And he goes, I hope we're doing some business together. I said, yeah, we are. And he goes, and hey, you know what? And if I ever run for president, I want you to do stuff for us.
And the rest is merchandising history. McNear, who is 56, says Trump helped save his small business twice. For Trump's presidential campaign, McNear made hats, signs, and T-shirts for several Midwestern states.
And they all say, Trump, make America great again. So
let me ask you, to you, as Dave, the American from Newton, Iowa, what does make America great again mean to you?
You know what? It's get back to some of the things that growing up as a kid or my 20s and 30s or whatever, the economy was rolling. When the economy's good, people are happy and they got jobs. And I always remember the Ronald Reagan days of, you know, if you're the toughest kid on the block, people don't pick a fight with you. Strongest country in the world in terms of military and economy and everything else. And so that's what Make America Great Again means to me.
The U.S. still has the world's strongest military and economy, but for Dave McNear, it hasn't felt that way in recent years. When Maytag left town, McNear had to lay off two-thirds of his employees. The pain was felt throughout the community. No surprise, Trump's message caught on big time in Newton. I asked McNear his thoughts on one of Trump's major platforms, erecting more trade barriers and putting the brakes on globalization.
We're always on the short end of the stick. You can't continue to do that and can't continue to lose production jobs. I mean, we lost them here. We lost 3,500 jobs in Newton, Iowa. It is hell to rebuild those kind of jobs.
We spoke a couple weeks ago, and McNear said President Trump was doing a great job and was being unfairly maligned in the press. So I asked what he thought Trump's three signature accomplishments were at that point.
Number one, I'm very, very happy with the Supreme Court nomination. We drew a line in Syria 4 years ago, and we never did a damn thing about it. You know what? They crossed that line again, and he did something about it. He's decisive, and so I'm happy with that. And then the reaching out to world leaders, that's huge. And you know what? I'm all for...
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to understand. We said reach out to world leaders. Every president reaches out to world leaders. How is he doing?
Who's reached out to as many world leaders?
Obama, Reagan, Bush.
No. In the first 100 days, as many people as he has?
All of them.
Okay, well, maybe they have. But in my opinion, maybe it's not factual, but to me it is.
I think. Yes, I was nitpicking because that's my job. But I was also trying to really understand how McNear thinks Trump is making America great again. We spoke for nearly an hour, and I asked McNear what single thought about President Trump he wanted to leave with listeners.
I think he's got a huge heart. I think he really cares about America. I believe in his heart that he wants to make America great again. And I think that's his whole job description. He's a human guy, man. People take him off for this big ego or this or that. Man, he's a lot more like me and you than any of the politicians that I've ever met.
I think you're the first person who's ever told me that I'm like Trump. So
I called McNear back this week after the firing of James Comey and asked if he still felt as positive about President Trump. McNear said, absolutely. He said Comey is acting like a disgruntled employee, and the president was right to fire him. McNair says he feels for what Trump is going through right now.
I've never seen in my lifetime, and I've seen a lot of presidents come and go, I've never seen one treated like this. Everything that he does is under a microscope. There's a negative spin on it. President Trump could cure cancer, and there'd still be people that are mad at him because he's putting doctors out of work.
McNair says he wished people would just give the president a chance. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.